This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to communicate assertively without aggression. Say what needs saying without burning the relationship to the ground. In short, assertive communication techniques give you a way to say the hard thing clearly, without hostility and without backing down. Most people veer into aggression when they are afraid, or go silent when they should speak. You can do neither of those things and still be heard. Prepare your position before you enter the room. Speak to the issue, not to the person's character. Stay in the conversation long enough to actually resolve something. Definition: assertive communication techniques are practical methods for stating your position directly and calmly during a difficult conversation, without hostility or submission. They give you a way to hold your ground, set clear expectations, and protect the working relationship at the same time. I watched a project manager I admired deeply lose a talented team member over something that should have been a 50-minute conversation. The team member was consistently missing deadlines. The manager said nothing for 3 months, then finally spoke. And when she did, every bit of stored frustration came out at once. The colleague felt ambushed. The manager felt justified. Both were right, and the relationship did not survive it. That is what happens when people wait too long to speak, or when they confuse being direct with being brutal. Assertive communication is the ground between those two failures. It asks you to say what needs saying, clearly and calmly, before it has festered into something harder. In this article, I will give you a real six-step process for doing exactly that, along with the scripts and the checklist to back it up. Why speaking directly feels so dangerous. Most people do not struggle with knowing what they need to say. They struggle with the fear of what happens after they say it. Will the other person get defensive? Will they think less of you? Will the relationship crack? Here is the truth of it: those fears are not irrational. Direct conversation does carry risk, but so does silence. The colleague who never hears your concern does not correct course. The tension that goes unnamed does not disappear. It hardens. When people finally do speak, they often speak in the worst possible way, because the words have been held too long and come out wrong. Assertive communication is not about eliminating risk. It is about giving the conversation its best possible chance. You reduce the risk by being clear, by being specific, and by treating the other person as someone capable of hearing the truth. What must be true before the conversation starts? No amount of technique will rescue a conversation you enter unprepared or at the wrong moment. Two things need to be in place first. You need to know your actual concern, not the accumulation of grievances, not the story you have built up in your head, but the specific issue you are bringing today. Write it in one sentence before you go in. If you cannot do that, you are not ready. You also need to choose the right conditions. A difficult conversation held in the corridor while both of you are heading to separate meetings will not go well. Find a private space, a moment when neither of you is under immediate pressure, and enough time to actually finish what you start. When you know the conversation may run long, consider the guidance in how to handle conflict during meetings for keeping structured discussions on track. The six-step process for assertive communication in difficult conversations. Step 1. Name the observable fact first. Begin with what you have seen or heard, not with your interpretation of it. The moment you open with a judgment, the other person's defenses go up and the conversation is already losing ground. Say, the report was submitted 2 days after we agreed it would be ready. Not, you are disorganized and it is affecting the team. The fact is verifiable. The judgment is arguable. Start on solid ground. Step 2. Say what the impact has been. Once the fact is on the table, say what it has meant in practice. Keep this specific and professional. This is not a moment for accumulated resentment. It is a moment for clear information. Say, because of the delay, the client had to push their review meeting back a week, and I had to explain that without having a clear reason to give them. This step gives the other person context without making it personal. They understand what is at stake. Most people respond to impact more readily than to accusation. Step 3. Make your position clear. This is where many people soften their message until it disappears. Assertive communication requires that you state what you need or expect, directly, and without excessive hedging. Say, I need us to agree on a new deadline today, and I need to be told in advance if something is going to put the deadline at risk. Notice what that sentence does not do. It does not apologize for having the expectation. It does not wrap the requirement in so many qualifications that the other person is left uncertain about what you actually want. Direct and clear is respectful. Vague and apologetic leaves people confused. Step 4. Listen without planning your next move. After you have made your position clear, stop talking. This is harder than it sounds. When you're in a tense exchange, the instinct is to keep filling the silence, to clarify, to justify, to defend. Resist it. Let the other person respond. Actually listen to what they say. You may learn something that changes your understanding of the situation. The project manager I mentioned earlier never learned that her team member had been dealing with a serious family situation because she never gave him the space to say so. If the response is defensive or emotional, do not match it. Slow down, keep your voice level, and if needed, give the conversation room to breathe. The deal method for resolving conflicts that fracture team synergy offers a useful complementary structure for moments when the exchange becomes genuinely charged. Step 5. Respond to the person, not to the pressure. This is where assertive communication separates from aggression on one side and capitulation on the other. When the other person pushes back, your job is to acknowledge what they have said without abandoning your position. Say, "I hear that the timeline was tighter than you anticipated. That context helps me. I still need us to have a system so that I know early if a deadline is at risk. How do we build that?" You have acknowledged the difficulty they described. You have not pretended it does not exist. And you have held the thread of what you need. That is the skill. It takes practice, but it is learnable. Step 6. Agree on a concrete next step. A difficult conversation that ends without a clear agreement has done half the work. Before you close, name what happens next, who's doing what, by when, and how you will both know it has been done. Say, "So we are agreed the new deadline is Friday, and if anything changes before then, you will flag it to me by Wednesday. Is that right?" This is not bureaucratic. It is kind. It removes ambiguity, which is where most workplace tension grows. Both people leave knowing exactly what was decided. This principle connects to the broader dynamics explored in how unmet needs drive team conflict and what to say to restore synergy, because a clear agreement addresses the underlying expectations that, when unspoken, become the source of friction. Where people go wrong. 3 patterns worth recognizing. People do not fail at assertive communication because they are weak or lacking in courage. They fail because they fall into patterns that feel reasonable in the moment. The mistake: waiting until the frustration is unbearable before speaking. Why it happens: we tell ourselves the situation will improve on its own, or that we are being patient and professional. What to do instead? Set a personal threshold. If the same issue happens twice, that is your signal to have the conversation. Waiting for a third or fourth time only makes the eventual conversation harder to hold cleanly. The mistake: softening the message until it lands as something else entirely. Why it happens: we want to protect the relationship, so we hedge, qualify, and wrap the concern in so much courtesy that the other person walks away thinking everything is fine. What to do instead? Say the hard sentence first, then add context. "I need this to change lands. I just wanted to perhaps explore whether we might consider does not." The mistake: letting the tone escalate when the other person gets defensive. Why it happens: defensive responses feel like attacks, and the instinct is to match intensity with intensity. What to do instead? Drop your volume and slow your pace deliberately. It takes real strength to stay level when someone is pushing back hard. If the conversation tips into a genuine argument, the principles and how to de-escalate arguments during meetings give you a practical path back. For situations where two people have stopped cooperating entirely, how to use the deal method to diffuse tension between two colleagues who refuse to cooperate provides a method designed for exactly that kind of gridlock. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Adapting this process for remote conversations. Every step above applies in a video call or a phone conversation, but the margins for error are tighter. You lose body language. You lose the natural rhythm of a face-to-face exchange. Silences feel longer and more loaded than they actually are. A few adjustments help. First, never have this conversation over email or chat. The written word strips tone entirely, and people fill in the gaps with whatever they are already feeling. Use video where you can, and phone where you cannot. Second, be more explicit about pauses. In person, you can gesture or shift your posture to signal that you are thinking. Over video, a pause just looks like a frozen screen. Say, I'm going to take a moment to think about what you have said. That transparency prevents the silence from being read as hostility. Third, end the call by sending a brief written summary of what was agreed. One or two sentences by email. This removes any ambiguity that the medium itself might have introduced. If the remote conversation is happening within a team context, how to start a difficult conversation that is blocking your team's synergy covers the specific challenges of raising a difficult issue when the team dynamic is already under strain. When a relationship has already deteriorated significantly before assertive communication was attempted, the repair work requires a different approach. How the bridge method rebuilds working relationships after tension has created a genuine breakdown is worth reading once the immediate conversation is done. Your pre-conversation checklist. Use this before any difficult conversation. It takes 3 minutes, and it makes a real difference. Number one, write the specific issue in one sentence. If you cannot, you are not ready yet. Number two, identify the observable fact you will lead with. Is it something both people can verify? Number three, write out the impact in clear, professional terms. Stick to what is measurable or visible. Number four, state your position or request in one direct sentence. Read it back. Does it hedge? If so, write it. Number five, prepare for a defensive response. What is the worst likely pushback? How will you acknowledge it without dropping your position? Number six, decide on the minimum acceptable outcome. What does a good enough resolution look like? Number seven, choose the time and place. Is there enough privacy and enough time? If you can answer all 7 points before you walk in, you are ready. You will not need to remember a script. You will have already done the thinking. Frequently asked questions. What are assertive communication techniques? Assertive communication techniques are practical methods for expressing your position clearly and directly during a difficult conversation, without hostility or submission. They include stating facts before feelings, using first-person language, setting boundaries calmly, and listening without interrupting. Together they let you hold your ground without damaging the relationship. How do you communicate assertively without being aggressive? You stay assertive without turning aggressive by separating the behavior from the person, keeping your tone level, and focusing on what you need rather than what the other person did wrong. Prepare your opening line before the conversation starts so emotion does not take over in the first 30 seconds. What is the difference between assertive and aggressive communication? Assertive communication states your position clearly while respecting the other person. Aggressive communication attacks, dismisses, or overrides them. The difference usually lies in tone and intent. Assertive speaks to the issue, aggressive speaks to the person. Both are direct, but only one preserves the relationship. Why is assertive communication difficult in the workplace? Most people fear that speaking directly will be read as confrontational, or that it will damage a relationship they depend on professionally. So they stay quiet until they cannot anymore, and then the words come out harder than intended. Learning to speak earlier and more calmly is the real skill. What should I say to open a difficult conversation assertively? Start with the observable fact, not your judgment. I noticed the report was submitted 2 days after the agreed deadline. I want to understand what happened and agree on how we move forward. This opens the conversation on solid ground without attacking the other person or inviting a defensive response. How do I stay calm during a difficult conversation at work? Prepare your first 2 sentences in advance so your mind has somewhere to go. When tension rises, slow your breath before you speak. If you feel your voice tightening or your words speeding up, pause, name what is happening if needed, and return to your prepared position. Calm is a practice, not a talent. The conversations you've been avoiding are not going to get easier with time. They will get heavier. Assertive communication techniques will not remove the discomfort of saying a hard thing, but they will give you a way to say it that keeps you grounded, keeps the other person in the room, and actually moves things forward. In 60 years, the clearest lesson I have learned is this: the people who earn the deepest respect are not the ones who never have difficult conversations. They are the ones who have learned to have them well. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.